Track 1, Heading, Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for March 2023. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organised as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. Track 2, Heading, Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, Mudgee Glow. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, Australia Day Awards. Track 7, Roaming Dogs, keep your dog secure and safe. Track 8, News in Brief, 7 items. Track 9, NRL, back on the 1st of April. Track 10, Mariners vs. MacArthur Bulls, tickets on sale. Track 11, New Adventure Playground for Candos. Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar, March-April. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, Heading, Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for March 2023. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, Heading, Mudgee Glow. Mudgee CBD will light up with illuminated displays, food and entertainment on Friday the 31st of March for a free family night out. Mudgee Glow is a free family event held across Robertson Park and Market Street from 6pm to 9pm. Watch spectacular projections as a number of key buildings, including Mudgee Town Hall, are lit up. The tree-lined Market Street will be decorated with a dusting of fairy lights, as roving entertainment and food trucks will be installed in Robertson Park. If you can't make it on Friday night, don't worry. The projections and tree lights will be installed for 2 weeks until Friday the 14th of April. Parking for the event is available in Council's Short Street car park. This event is being delivered through the support of the New South Wales Government's Reconnecting Regional New South Wales Community Events Program. More information about the event is located on Council's website and Facebook page. The numbers: 22 trees decorated with solar-powered fairy lights, 4 building illuminations in Mudgee CBD, $0 entry fee. This is a free event except for food purchases. A large image shows a glowing sunset and green treetops behind the words Mudgee Glow in green, blue, purple and pink. Mudgee Post Office is in the background. Below is a small image of a young child in blue clothing and face mask with heart-shaped glow stick sunglasses and multiple glow stick necklaces. The background is a glowing dark pink colour. Track 5, Heading, From the Mayor's Desk. I'd like to congratulate all Australia Day Award nominees and winners for your outstanding achievements and dedication to our community. I would also like to welcome the 18 new Australians who received their citizenship on the day. Council hosts an Australia Day celebration every year which alternates between Gulgong, this year Rylstone, and next year Mudgee. As you can see, we have a jam-packed events calendar this year. So much for the family to enjoy, ranging from arts and culture to sports and many free events. You'll find all these events and more on Council's website. You'll also find on Track 8 and Track 11 that Council has secured a number of grants to build all new and maintain existing community assets, including an adventure playground in Candos. It's important to note that grant funding is very specific and, depending on the funding body, can only be used on certain projects. Funds are not provided for use at Council's discretion. That is why significant time is spent planning and assessing a need for these projects. Mayor Des Kennedy. Track 6, heading Australia Day Awards. Local residents were recognised in 6 award categories at the region's Australia Day ceremony in Rylstone. Australia Day Ambassador and television presenter Catriona Rowntree presented to the crowd as 18 new Australians received their citizenship. Craig Bassett was named Citizen of the Year for his work in local media, while Kiralee Besant was named Young Citizen of the Year for her work as a student and volunteer in the Rylstone-Candos community. The Glenn Johnston Memorial Award for Music and Arts was delivered to dual recipients, Teresa Therese and Cheryl Murray, for their volunteer work on Candos High School's musicals. Sports Award recipient Jessica Reynolds was recognised for her performance in representative squash and touch football, while Martin and Priscilla Weyerman were joint Volunteer Services Award winners for their 20-plus years in the Wildlife Carers Network and WIRES. Rylstone's Street Feast was named Community Event of the Year. There are 6 photos taken at Rylstone Showground, described clockwise from top left. Craig Bassett, Catriona Rowntree and Kiralee Besant. Priscilla and Martin Weyerman. Jessica Reynolds. Teresa Therese and Cheryl Murray. Mayor Des Kennedy and Australia Day Ambassador Catriona Rowntree with some new Australian citizens. And the Rylstone Street Feast team. Track 7, heading Roaming Dogs, Keep Your Dog Secure and Safe. There has been an increase in the number of roaming dogs in the region over the summer period. These dogs have been seized by council rangers following reports from residents. Roaming dogs, or those not under effective control, are a significant nuisance to the public, as well as being responsible for the vast majority of attacks on other companion and native animals, as well as people. It is the owner's responsibility to keep their companion animal contained within their property at all times, or when outside the property boundary, the animal must be under effective control at all times, which means with a collar and lead, and in control by a responsible person aged 16 years or over. Any roaming dog is a potential risk to community well-being and safety, either to residents or to other companion animals and livestock. The owners of dogs that attack may also find themselves liable for the actions of their dog. Council-issued fines of up to $330 can be incurred for a roaming dog. If the dog is involved in an attack whilst roaming, it could lead to additional council-issued fines of up to $1,320 and result in the dog being seized by council rangers and/or declared as a dangerous dog. Track 8, heading News in Brief. There are 7 items. Heritage Works. Did you know there are 4 heritage conservation areas within the Midwestern region? Mudgee, Gulgong, Rylstone and Hargraves. If your home or business is a heritage item or is located within a heritage conservation area and you are considering improvement works, or if you are unsure if your home falls within this zone, a council duty planner is available weekdays and a heritage advisor by appointment. Cycling road closures. The Mudgee Classic cycling event will return to the region on the 29th and 30th of April. Sections of Church Street and Mortimer Street, Mudgee, will be closed from 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Sunday the 30th of April 2023. Pitts Lane, Mudgee, will be closed from 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday the 30th of April 2023. larger road closures are to be advised following approval. Rylestone Showground. All new arena lighting will be installed at Rylestone Showground after Council secured $187,500 through the New South Wales Government's Crown Reserve Improvement Fund and Female Friendly Community Sports Facilities and Lighting Upgrades Grant Programs. Four new lighting towers will be installed, along with upgrades to the Show Society Amenities Building and refurbishments to the toilets and change rooms. Town Hall Cinema. What's Love Got to Do with It? Rated M. And The Sun, rated M, will hit the big screen this month on the 3rd, 4th and 5th of March. Tickets at Council's website or at the door unless sold out prior. From $15 for adults and $10 for children and concession. Entry is free for children under 5 years. Be sure to buy your tickets early to avoid missing out. Find your forever friend. Have you lost your pet? Or are you looking to adopt an animal? You can view an up-to-date register of all animals currently held at Mudgee Pound on Council's website at midwestern.nsw.gov.au/pets-in-the-pound. To report a missing animal, arrange a visit to the pound, or inquire about adoption, please get in touch with Council directly on 6378 2850. Australian Reading Hour. Join Mudgee Library for the 2023 Australian Reading Hour at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday the 9th of March. Readers from all over Australia will be spending an hour celebrating and sharing the joy of books. A special story time is planned and is sure to delight kids up to 6 years old. For more information and to reserve your spot, visit mwrclibrary.eventbrite.com. Events assistance now open. Local event organisers are encouraged to apply for funding and in-kind support through Council's Events Assistance Program. The program is open to not-for-profit events that are being held from the 1st of July to the 31st of December 2023. Organisers can apply for up to $2,500 in assistance. Applications on Council's website and close 4:30 p.m. on Friday the 31st of March. Track 9 heading, NRL back on the 1st of April. The Manly Warringah Sea Eagles return to Mudgee next month and will go head-to-head in the NRL Premiership Round 4 against the Newcastle Knights. A free shuttle bus will be operating around the Mudgee CBD and West Mudgee, and patrons are encouraged to either park in town and walk or catch the shuttle bus. A low-floor bus will be available from the Mudgee CBD for patrons requiring assistance. Glenwillow Stadium is a short 1 kilometre walk from Mudgee CBD across Holyoake Footbridge. The Glenwillow Suspension Bridge will be closed. For all your game day details, including shuttle bus pick-up and drop-off locations, visit Council's website midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Gates open at 12 noon with a curtain raiser at 12:30 p.m. and kick-off of the main game at 3 p.m. Tickets start from $28 for adult general admission and $80 for a family of four. On sale now at 123tix.com.au. This event is proudly supported by a $150,000 grant through the New South Wales Government's Regional Events Acceleration Fund. At right is a picture of smiling Manly Warringah Sea Eagles player Daly Cherry-Evans standing next to a poster for the game on the Saturday the 1st of April, with Glenwillow Stadium in the background. Track 10 heading, Mariners vs MacArthur Bulls, tickets on sale. A-League returns to Mudgee on the 11th of March when the Central Coast Mariners take on the MacArthur Bulls at Glenwillow. Gates open at 4 p.m. with kick-off at 5 p.m. Ticket prices for the game start from $35 for grandstand, $20 for adult general admission, $10 for children over 5 years, and $15 for concession. Tickets on sale now at 123tix.com.au. This event is proudly supported by the Australian Sports Commission and a $130,000 grant through the New South Wales Government's Regional Events Acceleration Fund, which aims to support social and economic recovery. Pictured are Central Coast Mariners in team colours of yellow and navy playing against MacArthur Bulls in black and white at Glenwillow Stadium. Track 11, heading New Adventure Playground for Kandos. An all-new, inclusive, adventure-style play space is one of three new projects to be constructed this year after Council secured New South Wales Government funding. The new adventure play space will be built at Rotary Park in Kandos, next to Kandos Pool. The play space will include a variety of adventure play experiences for people of all ages, skills, abilities and interests, as well as an accessible car park, amenities buildings, male, female and accessible toilets, and connecting pathways. In Gulgong, a new amenities building will be constructed at Victoria Park, including male and female change rooms with showers and accessible toilets, referees change room, cleaners closet and kiosk. In Mudgee, Glenwillow netball courts will undergo an upgrade, including court resurfacing, more concrete footpaths, portable grandstand seating and landscaping. Some of the courts are ageing and require upgrades to ensure their continued use and local participation in the sport. Council secured funding through the New South Wales Government's Stronger Country Communities Fund. At right is a photo of smiling young children protected by blue netting at the new adventure playground. The girl at the front is dressed in pink and has long brown hair. Track 12, heading your council representatives. There is a head and shoulders photo of each of the nine councillors. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0407-225-285. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403-995-533. Councillor Katie Dicker, 0407-234-849. Councillor Alex Caravas, 0428-670-905. Councillor Robbie Palmer, 0407-246-381. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403-156-405. Councillor Phil Stoddart, 0407-208-730. And Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428-740-226 and 6374-0226. Track 13, heading, live, work, invest, visit. Live. Have you seen a koala in the region? Council's environment team are dedicated to conserving our natural environment and are aiming to discover current koala habitats in order to protect those areas and allow for future grant funding opportunities to plant effective corridors and connecting habitats. Report a sighting on Council's website by searching koala. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to Employment on Council's website. Invest. Latest consumer expenditure data has revealed that 9.45 million transactions worth $802 million occurred in the Midwestern region in 2022. Residents and local businesses spent 68.5% of this amount, or $550 million, whilst visitors spent the remaining 31.5%, or $252 million. The peak month of expenditure was December 2022, with $77 million spent supporting local businesses. $262 million was spent online in 2022 by residents and local businesses. Source: Spend Map by Geographica. Visit. Mudgee Arts Precinct has an all-new website where you'll find the latest on current and future exhibitions, educational videos, activities and events happening at the gallery. You'll find it at mudgeeartsprecinct.com.au. The Precinct is also on Facebook and Instagram. Located at 90 Market Street, Mudgee, the new gallery is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Track 14, heading Events Calendar, March-April. 3rd of March, Town Hall Cinema at Mudgee Town Hall. Held on the first weekend of each month, adults $15, children and concession $10, and children under 5 free. Bookings and screenings on Council's website. 11th of March, A-League Central Coast Mariners vs. MacArthur Bulls Football Club at Glen Willow. Watch the Mariners take on MacArthur FC for round 20 of the Men's A-League. Tickets on sale now at 123tix.com.au. Also 11th of March, Puttabucka Carp Muster at Puttabucka Wetlands. A free event for all ages and fishing abilities. Come along and have some fun from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Free registration on the day. 18th of March, Can Cruise at Mudgee Showground. One day car and motorbike rally starting at Mudgee Showground from 8 a.m. travelling through Mudgee CBD on a road cruise through the region. 31st of March, Mudgee Glow at Robertson Park and Mudgee CBD. A night out for the family in Mudgee. Stunning light projections, entertainment, music and food trucks. 1st of April, Manly vs Newcastle at Glen Willow. Watch the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles and Newcastle Knights in the NRL Telstra Premiership Round 4 clash. Tickets at 123tix.com.au. Please note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change. Please contact event organisers for further details. Track 15, contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with Council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Follow MWR Council on TikTok. Midwestern Regional Council, the 2022 winner of the Bluett Award. Address 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for March 2023. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.